It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Today, some promising news for home buyers as we gear up for the spring season, because mortgage rates are continuing to fall. And here to break it down for us, our real estate expert, Mary Gilbert, who is actually back down in Scottsdale, Arizona. Mary, good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle. Happy to be here.
So dive right in. I understand mortgage rates have dropped again this week. Can you tell us about the latest numbers?
Yeah. So actually this morning, 30-year fixed mortgages are at 6.79%, and we're seeing VA mortgages 30 years at 6.22%. So this is the lowest we've seen since December.
Wow. Now, promising news, especially for those looking to buy. It seems like the decline's been going on for a few weeks now, right?
Well, yes, it has. And, you know, it's been going down. So it's declined for the seven consecutive weeks. We're seeing levels not since December, after hitting above 7% just last month. And the large weekly decline could really increase the purchasing power for prospective home buyers.
So what are the factors that are contributing to this fall in mortgage rates?
Yeah, Kyle, so it's a mix of economic uncertainty and fears of a potential recession that have reduced long-term borrowing costs. Additionally, falling global oil prices are easing inflation concerns, and recent stock market jitters, particularly related to President Trump's tariffs, have driven investors toward bonds, which further lowers rates.
Now, of course, this is all happening just as the spring buying season is kicking off. So for buyers, what does it mean?
So, well, the decline in mortgage rates is certainly welcome news for home buyers, providing a stronger incentive to make a move. However, experts do caution that while we're seeing short-term relief, mortgage rates are likely to stay above 6% throughout the year due to persistent inflation pressures.
Interesting. Now, how's the housing market reacting to these changes in the mortgage rates?
Yeah, so nationally, we're seeing some mixed signals. While the median list price of homes has dipped slightly, sales prices are actually on the rise, mostly due to quicker sales in the higher end of the market. And we're also seeing that here locally in the Umpqua Valley. New listings are also up, indicating more options for buyers.
So it sounds like there's still a lot of inventory out there.
Exactly, Kyle. The total number of homes for sale is up significantly, about 27.6% from last year. However, homes are taking longer to sell compared to last year. So it's a different dynamic from previous years where homes flew off the market quickly.
So it seems like sellers might be more flexible this year.
Exactly. So with an increased inventory and longer time on the market, sellers are likely to be more willing to negotiate. It could be a good opportunity for buyers to find a deal.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing the thoughts. Let's take a peek at the latest changes in the local real estate market.
Yeah. So here's a quick summary of how the last 7 days went. We had, for the week of February 28th through March 6th, we had 4 coming soon listings. And that's a total of 7 for the last 4 weeks. We saw 37 new listings come on the market in the last 7 days, and that's good. It's up from the 21 in the prior week. Back on the market properties, we saw 15 come back on the market. We had 2 more sellers negotiate bumpable deals on their houses. No short sales went pending this week. We had 44 price changes, so we did see an uptick in the number of price changes. And for the week, we saw 34 pending sales. That's actually a jump from the 13 in the prior week. So pretty good activity on pendings. And this is a first, sold properties for the week, 43 closings. That is the first time, I think, in a long time that I've seen sold closings outnumber pending and new listings. And then in the last 7 days, we had 6 properties that did not sell.
Wow. A lot of interesting things there. Now, looking at the listings that are out there now, what are some of the highlights?
Yeah, so I've got a couple of condos for people to check out. So condos do offer an affordable option for people for for a home. So we have a condo at 1374 Southeast Court Street in Roseburg. This is a two-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath, 1,320 square feet, listed for $191,000. And the HOA dues are only $170 per month, and that covers the community pool, your landscaping, and trash fees.
Wow, and of course, that one is right by the courthouse, so for people that want to be near downtown, a good option. What's another one?
Yeah, so this, I always thought these were for me. Every time I drive to Reedsport, you're going to pass these on the way to Reedsport. So this is a 43605 State Highway 38. This is a two-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath, 1,184 square foot townhome. It's listed for $234,500. Actually, it's another condominium. This is a waterfront retreat. This is in the Brandy Bar community. It's just 8 miles from Reedsport. It's right along the main Umpqua River. Beautiful. HOA fees cover the boat slip. There's RV and boat storage. Parking, sewer, water, and garbage are included in that HOA. So some of the high-end furniture could also be negotiated with this purchase.
All right, now let's move back inland and talk about houses. What do you see?
Yeah, so I thought this was a cute single-level home. 401 Sunnyside Drive in Winston, Oregon. This has only been on the market 5 days. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,374 square feet, all on one level, and it's listed for $370,000.
And what's out in Sutherland?
Sutherland, so on the north side of the county, we have a house 2576 Parkway Avenue in Sutherland. This is on the west side of Sutherland. Three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,560 square feet. Only 2 days on the market. This is listed at $465,000. So you've got a nice covered patio area. You've got RV parking. These communities are nice because the lots are fairly flat and they're good size.
All right. Now, this property caught my attention because it's on the North Umpqua River.
Yeah, this is a good little deal for someone. It's a three-bedroom, three-bath, 2,022 square feet, 1.05 acres. This is on the North Umpqua River. It's in that Fisher Road neighborhood. The address is 254 Boardwalk Way. This was built in 1990. It's got lots of parking, vaulted ceilings, great river view, listed at $629,900. I think this will go quick. It is being sold as is. If someone does buy this, they will have to purchase the Umpqua Basin water certificate to have domestic water.
Oh, good to know. Now, here's a unique one. You don't see a lot of triple-wide manufactured homes. Talk about this one.
This is a really cool story. So this was an elderly man that wanted to sell his house to get closer to his daughter. There was a gal, it seemed like a long shot. The buyer is putting in a daycare in here. She actually received state funding to purchase this property and do the improvements for daycare. So there's just going to be a really nice daycare facility in Sutherland. It's a triple-wide zone commercial. So can't wait to see. I'm really excited that the seller and buyer were able to both help each other out and achieve their dreams.
Wow. Here's another one, a sold one that's out in Umpqua.
Yeah, so this one, 219 Indian Bend Road, $550,000, 5.1 acres. It has a shop, nice 1,800 square foot home. This one, and both of the agents on this deal had persistence. The first deal did not appraise out, and they hung in there and found another way to make this work and got it closed.
And we've got one with about 70 acres out in Yonkala.
Yeah, I thought this was a neat sale. 2303 Elkhead Road in Yonkala, 71 acres with a four-bedroom home. It sold recently for $1.3 million. The house dated back to 1900. A lot of giant sequoia trees and a really neat property.
All right, very good. Well, we're just about out of time. How do people get connected with you?
Well, thanks, Kyle, for having me. If you are looking for more information to get in touch with us, feel free to stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg or give us a call at 541-366-6080. You can also visit us at marygilbert.com.